We're alive. Busy reading some of your messages in response to the service today as we were waiting for the 7 o'clock hour to go live. Good messages. We will play today's service sometime during this 4 hours, sooner or later. I really think you ought to hang around to see it and hear it. The Bible gets pretty blunt. Your border's on X-rated. I will say this, if you were there or if you listened to the message tonight, and you're a man, and you ride a bus, and occasionally use bus tokens, you will never use them so casually ever again. Correct, men, you who were there? I'm not too sure I like anything about that being referred to as a token, but to know what I'm talking about, you're going to have to listen to the service. But right now is work time. The first half hour of this 4 hours we spend waking up my congregation. You know, I hate to say anything good because you get so comfortable, you then do nothing. But we're closer to the minimum quota. There's a hardcore quota that I can always count on. Last Sunday, we needed more at this hour than we do now. We only need 22 to be at that quota. But then we need another 250 to be at the quota I'm looking for, to be at the Cathedral Full of Faith next Sunday. So that means 22 of you regulars need to slap yourself. Why don't you just do it right now if you didn't make a reservation? Just slap yourself. I just saw one in here. She's close enough. I can have somebody slap her. That's what I no longer want to tolerate. The regulars, you give me that foundation that I know is there. You have the reservations in before 7 o'clock. So we got 21 more, including this one over here. Ought to turn a camera on her, but I won't. I'm such a nice and sweet and wonderful guy. Try doing it again. 21 of you plus this one of the regulars need to make your reservation, and another 250. And I was impressed today. We had blind people on the Bible tour. Boy, that gave a task to Carl to adequately enunciate that they could visualize. I love interests like that. I'll bet they wish they could find some Braille in Syriac, Aramaic, and Hebrew, people with that interest. But I understand it was a good tour. There'll be a Bible tour next Sunday in faith. And you will get this quota up next Sunday in faith. And I will be there. I have a lot more to say about Brother Abraham and his tent cathedral. Now, get on the telephone and make these reservations. You know, I would like to be able to read some messages and not have you stop calling. This is the work half hour. It's expensive airtime. And it's rounding up my congregants for the first 30 minutes. I pastor the congregation that reaches around the world, and I've done it by television and radio. But this is specially tuned this half hour to Channel 56 and the viewers in Los Angeles that are attendees at the cathedral. I don't want you to stop calling. But this morning, we added Houston, Texas, UPN Channel 20, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Houston time, and San Antonio, Texas, WB Channel 35, same time from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and as always, we're on Dallas, Channel 27, Fox Station, from 9 a.m. to 10, so all three stations picked up the feed off satellite. And this is our first Sunday with no advertisement of any kind. Houston, Texas. Now, you're already stopping calling. I could read these messages, and you could listen if you make your reservations and make your call first. But I won't read the messages if I look over there and see every phone on the hook because you want to tune in and listen into the work. Which you want. You want me to read the messages or play music and let you call. Now get on the telephone and don't play music yet while I watch and see if you're going to get on the telephone. I can read some messages. You regulars know what to do. You're like spoiled children. I'm not talking to the channel surfers and I'm not talking to the strangers that watch. I'm talking to my congregants right now. You got a job to do. I want you to do it. Now get on the phone. After you make your call, you can listen. These calls came from Houston. Brenham, Texas. I was flipping through the channels this morning and found him. I think this is the most fascinating lecture that I've ever had the chance to listen to. Tell him that he's just great. He reminds me of a professor I had in college. Really, I wish that I had teachers like him. I'm watching you on Channel 20 this morning. I told her the schedule. He said, well, we have a computer. I'll get my wife to help there. I only have one degree. You can pick him up anytime. That's great. Please tell him I think he's wonderful. Now, this is just first Sunday. Sugarland, Texas. Awesome, awesome teaching. Where has he been? I've never seen him before, and I study Greek teaching. I got to get tapes. Is he on the Internet? Caller was overjoyed to hear the answer yes. Galveston, Texas. This is the reach of Channel 20. It's on Channel 4 down in Galveston. I'm blown away. I listen to a lot of Christian channels. The teaching on the blood is the most interesting. Can I have a tape list? What time does he come on? Where are you from? Yes, I'd like the Internet address. Texas City, Texas. I am Mrs. and gives me the name. This is about the best and most interesting program I've seen. I was flipping stations. I just found him. I couldn't stop watching him. I'll be watching every Sunday. Folks, it's time. It's just the right time as we continue to expand across the nation. We've been worldwide, Internet, satellites, radio, but as we have now moved into some of these areas every Sunday morning, the response is like this, Brenham, Texas. I stayed home from church because I was sick. I just happened to run across this channel. I was mesmerized. This is wonderful. He reminds me of my professor when I was in college. Fayetteville, Texas. I just want to let him know that it's real interesting. My 9-year-old daughter's listening. Will it be on every week? Really? Good. Houston, Texas. Doc, this is my first time watching. What you're doing is awesome. I'm a street preacher with an 8th grade education. But I understood what he's saying. That's neat, and I wanted to let him know. Houston, Texas. First time caller, watcher. A message came on the screen asking if we were enjoying the program. Well, I'm really enjoying the program. It's very revealing. I think Doc's got very much to on every side. Oh, you're not calling. I ain't going to read you more messages. You get busy. Get on telephone. Now, I came here in a pretty good mood. You're turning me into a pop, a P.O.'d pastor, P.O.P. I want these phones busy. We've already used up 30 minutes. You're from Dallas, Texas. Dr. Scott has changed my Sundays. He's been in Dallas for a while, and he's definitely changed my Sundays as my faith grows. It's great. He's changed my way of thinking. Now, we're going to play today's service again tonight. You know, we were not playing the Sunday service on Sunday night for a while, but I just do it now because there's so many enemies out there that are praying for my quick death. I love to rub myself in their face every time. I get the feeling that a lot of you that listen around the world think because this 30 minutes is concentrating on getting the reservation for the cathedral, that you should not call. Look, you were able to listen to the message today and listen to the service on internet and shortwave and satellite. I'd like your response. These are encouraging messages, Westwood. Thank you for today's message. I'm rejoicing at the crowd. All the men that had undergone the same procedure are watching you walk the walk. I'm rejoicing that this is the year of grace. That's right. Adequate witness and five, the number of grace, 2005. And our pastor is leading us home. Thank God for him. Unlike reservation next week, I'll be bringing my weekly tithe. And this is First Fruits Month. Don't forget that. Glendale, thank you for today's message. Thanks to you, Mrs. Scott, for helping Pastor with the Syriac. Happy New Year. We made it through all the way to heaven in Jesus' name. Hemet, I need a pass for Sunday. It was great to see you both riding on the board today. It's a gift for us and for you both. Huntington Beach, thank you for the great message today. And I bet no one else has a wife next to him writing in other languages or Syriac. I can tell you, my wife is not a bubble-headed dunce. Thank you for the teaching on Abraham and his ups and downs in faith. I'm not going to touch that. Thank you for relating the Bible to our everyday struggles. For Mrs. Scott, you're an awesome lady. Your hunger for the Word and desire to master these ancient languages and doing it is a joy to behold. I thank God every day for sending you to Dr. Scott as a helpmate and to this ministry. I thank God too. Chino Hills, California. We thank God for this morning's sermon. We thought it was wonderful how you and Mrs. Scott communicated the Syriac. It's very clear that it was an amen that got Abraham's righteousness. Los Angeles, a blessing to have a wife like Mrs. Scott to share the deep meaning of God with. We made it through 2005 in Jesus' name. Fontana, thank you for the wonderful teaching. It was wonderful seeing you and Mrs. Scott writing in the Syriac this morning. We have the victory in Jesus' name. There's a special something about the Syriac. Knowing it was the language that Jesus first learned in his boyhood. Montebello, Pastor, Dr. Scott, praise the Lord. Goodbye to the damn catheter. Jehovah Rapha is surely healing you in Jesus' name. We love you, Pastor and Mrs. Scott, and thank you for today's faith message. Northridge, thank you for the earpiece. Now, these are little things that some don't know about the cathedral. Thank you for the earpiece you provide. And there's an elevator to restrooms up in the balcony area, exclusively available to the handicapped. You have to go to an usher, and they'll escort you to an elevator and take you upstairs. You don't have to be carried down the stairs to the main restroom. You can ride the elevator. The rest of you, you got to walk. Thank you for the earpiece you provide so I can hear the service and for the opportunity to participate in so many ways. I want reservations for next Sunday. I enjoyed today's service, Los Angeles. I sure can identify with Abraham more than with Jimmy Swaggart. How'd I do as a TV evangelist this morning? An imitation. Not one of those things. All right, get on the telephone right now. Here in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Watching out of Nashville. I've been praying really hard lately. I used to go to a Greek minister who taught Hebrew and Greek, and I've been starving for the Word. I decided to skip church one Sunday, and I was flipping through the channels, and I saw Dr. Scott. I live to study the Word, and there's so many subjects, and I don't want the new modern translation. I want the original words and translations, and I can't find anything. I've been studying a lot of languages, the Aramaic, the Hebrew, all, and my family doesn't understand. They believe in God, but they don't understand why I'm doing this. I understand there are tapes I can order. And he was thrilled to hear Dr. Scott was on 24/7. She was. She took all the forms of the broadcast, especially the KU band information. You're from Napa, California, listening on Channel 4 out of San Francisco. I'm so happy to see Dr. Scott back on TV. I've been on all the time. Back on TV after 24 years ago. I can't believe that time has gone by. I can't believe it's been that long. I watched it first as entertainment. Then the more I watched, the more captivated I was. A huge time gap has lapsed since 1981, and he's bolder, wiser, and he's just as good as ever, and I'm thrilled. I felt that his message 24 years ago was intrinsic and worthwhile, and the more I listened, the more I realized that he was speaking the truth, and 24 years later, I'm so happy he's back on that it's thrilling me. That's pretty nice. All right. One more song for you to get on the telephone. I'm 201 to go. Get that one out of the way. You're on the phone. Santa Cruz, California. Picking up Channel 4 on their cable channel 21 out of San Francisco. I've been waiting 20 years to hear him again. Is he on the San Francisco area? Yes, that's the station you're picking up on your cable in Santa Cruz. Springfield, Massachusetts. People think when... You know, I've been on... I never stopped being on. But listen to this. I'm so glad, Springfield, Massachusetts. I'm so glad to see Dr. Scott back on TV again. Been a while since I've seen him. Hamden, Connecticut. I can't believe Dr. Scott is back in Connecticut. I used to watch years ago on Channel 18. Yeah, but we're on a different channel now, 61. This is so great. Thank you for this program. McLean, Virginia. I was watching, I guess they're watching Channel 5 out of Washington, D.C., I was watching Dr. Scott this morning, and I was absolutely stunned. I'd like to get a tape of the message. I have the number. He's like an ancient prophet. The message was fantastic. I'm so glad I woke up this morning. You know, there's some wonderful messages. Just wonderful messages coming in from all across the nation, around the world. Right now, I want the band over here. You know, I didn't have the right picture for Buddy Garcia last Sunday night. There's another picture where he looked worse. Not that I want to make him look worse, but he looked worse and it was a miracle of healing. Put the camera on the head. I do not teach faith as foolishness. Put it on Ed, the bass player. I want to see Ed. Ed, that's easy. 3 years ago, Ed was diagnosed with severe bladder cancer, given a death sentence. The surgeon wanted to take out all of his organs in that lower region. Maybe they could reconstruct a bladder from some of the tissue. And they gave you 6 months, even with that surgery. Correct, Ed? And I teach you trust God. But having done all, you take your stand. That's why I'm doing all. Now, we have a drug-oriented society. It takes years for the FDA to approve something. There's a side to me that gets a certain satisfaction out of these powerful drug companies having to scramble when the truth about Vioxx and other painkillers are coming out. I taught a lesson many years ago how that Leipzig University produced through New York State Teachers College the educational system of this country, the agnostic experimentalism that produced progressive education, and John Dewey literally destroyed America with progressive education. The me first generation has come out of progressive education. And those same tendencies that produced the psychiatric studies and experiments in Nazi Germany produced the professors that dominated the American Medical Association. And they have dominated medicine in America for these many years, and very few people have the guts to speak out against them. I've never been troubled with any truth that I have to say. The American Medical Association has dominated drugs and the knife, cut and dope, drug and operate. And they fight a free voice everywhere they turn. It takes 5 years after the FDA approves a drug for enough use of it to really find out the side effects. Now, there's a difference between good medicine and proven medicine. And what I'm talking about is the dominance of the powerful drug companies that have frowned on. I can remember when chiropractics were considered quacks. I can remember when acupuncture was considered some kind of strange voodoo. Thank God America's beginning to wake up that there are people that have lived for 5,000 years and perfected some alternatives to the American Medical Association's concentration on drugs and knives. With a death sentence on him, Ed went to a reputable, very reputable clinic in Mexico. That was 3 years ago. You ain't dead, are you, Ed? You're not dead, are you?
No, sir.
Uh-huh. And he's had tests since he came back, and the bladder cancer has been checked. And with God's help and the prayers of many people in this church, having done all, he's standing there playing in the band. This is a church that believes in miracles. But it doesn't believe in just faith healing foolishness. It doesn't do all that is available to be done. There are plenty of quacks abounding in the world. You can go to Switzerland. Switzerland's not a quacky country. There are very progressive surgeons and doctors in Italy. In fact, I've been a stamp collector for years. There's a leading homeopathic medical doctor that can practice healing techniques in Italy not allowed in this country. Now, you might as well get adjusted to the fact Gene Scott will try every legitimate means until I can say, having done all, therefore stand, you're in a corner of God, there ain't nothing left but for you to act. But I thought I'd bring this testimony out tonight, Ed. I'm glad you're there and still going strong. Los Angeles, watching on KDOT 56. I really enjoyed the teaching today. I was there at the cathedral. I heard things I've never heard before. I enjoy Melissa's singing. Well, I'm telling you, we're going to play the service about 9:30. Some of the rest of you will hear things you've never heard before. I want to thank all of you who are praying for me constantly for my complete healing. I get your messages. It's very important to me. And I'm always puzzled that some of you that watch every night on 56 have not made a reservation to come to the cathedral. I meet people sometimes, they think it's some kind of scary thing to make a reservation. It's a live TV service. It's a live TV program. You can't just have people wander in off the street. It's not your normal church service. There's no big deal in making a reservation. You call, you say you've watched on TV, you understand it's a teaching service and it's live, and you'd like to attend. We've been doing Bible tours after every service. It's 30 minutes before 1 o'clock. You're able to get a complete tour of the Bibles. Children under 2 are taken care of in a nursery. From 2 to 12, we don't want any of the kids in the service because it's pretty high-level stuff, college level. I send them. I want them to know the pastor's taking them in air-conditioned buses with adult supervision to one of 40-some museums that are within 15, 20 minutes of the cathedral downtown. I want the kids to understand you don't have to park your brain to be a Christian. I want to open their minds. I want them to know the pastor's doing it. And we have the museum so programmed they're ready for our kids. If you have a 3- or 4-year-old that's never been separated from you, well, then come as a couple. Let the mother or the father go on the first 2 or 3 trips with the other adult supervisors. Go with your kids, and one can stay in the service. And when the kid finds out how much fun it is, then both of you can sit and enjoy the service. It's an honor to come in the cathedral, and our kids understand they don't get in until they're 12 years old. Then, until they're married, teenagers, anybody, until they're of age or married, they sit with their parents, not discussable. I'm in the business of teaching respect for parenthood, respect for God's house, respect for God's word, respect for God's man.